Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Animated Podcast.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Shut up, woman.
Did you know I'm really good at annoying Dalton?
Oh, yeah. You're really good at annoying me. In fact, Emmy, whenever you joke around, you'll go like, oh, I guess I won't then. Or like you'll act offended and I'll go like, what? Shut up. Why you gotta talk to me like that?
You wouldn't just automatically say shut up.
I know. I mean, we got to dramatize it a little bit.
Yeah, people like to think that we're actually
in a crazy, wacky
super
relationship.
Crazy in each other. But we're actually crazy in just a, like, a different way.
Yeah.
A way that's fun.
Wild and crazy.
And
look at us. We're a cat and a radish thing.
You think I'm a radish?
No, I don't.
I think I feel like I'd be a little bit more of a turnip, maybe.
Hmm. All right. Let's ask the radish gods.
The radish gods?
What do you
think
they would say about you?
There are no radish gods. There's radish gods. If there were radish gods, I would know about it. Anyway, you know how Dalton likes to wake me up in the morning sometimes, or at least how he used to?
What? Wait, what did I do? You're making it seem like this was something bad. What did I used to do?
No, yeah, you just like, you would kind of just like talk like at a distance at me. Okay. Hey, get up. You got to get up. Get up now. Okay, time
when
to get up.
When did I do that? I don't remember being like that. Was that a long time ago when I used to get up before you?
Yes.
A period of time for like years. It seemed like I got up before you, and no matter what the day looked like, even if it was something you had to do that day, I always got up first. And if I didn't get up first, you were going to be late.
I mean,
yes, you know that's true. Like if you had an appointment in the morning, I'd have to be the one to make sure that you got up.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Dalton is my brain responsibility. Like, he fills in the blanks, and there are many. But that's okay, because I fill in the emotional love and support. And
then I get up early and tell you when your appointments are.
Doesn't everybody need somebody like that? Somebody that remembers things for them. Guys, I don't even know what my phone number is.
I know. You.
I know. I can't. First, okay. Okay. Hear me out. Listen real quick. I have always remembered my phone numbers, okay? There is just something wrong with this one that
I can't
remember it. I can remember every past phone number I've had. I can remember my past like house phone numbers. I can remember my mom's cell phone number. I can remember cell phone numbers that I don't even call anymore. Okay,
I can remember. I've had to repeat it to you so many times. I'm going to end up memorizing it before you.
I actually still don't know it.
Oh like, yeah, that's right. Because you needed it like the other day, and you were like, yeah. "What's my phone number?" I'm like, "Oh no,
guys, there's." Literally something very wrong with me, because Dalton needed to renew his driver's license, and I came with because I needed to renew my ID because I don't have a driver's license because
you're
I don't
scared
drive.
To drive. See, yeah, I am. She always annoys me. She goes, "Can you take me there? Can you take me there?"
Nuh-uh. He likes don't. Hey, listen now.
You're
gonna
kidding.
Make them think that I'm actually annoying to you.
I am kidding.
A second.
We're not actually like annoyed with each other over stuff like that.
Yeah. Dalton said he likes to drive me places.
What am I, your and taxi was, service?
Like, we don't go anywhere without each other anyway. We're literally always going in the same place. Unless he like goes to the store without me or like the gas station maybe. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, we need to pick up like one thing, and that's usually the only reason I go out without you. Like,
yeah, that's literally it. Otherwise,
I'll
I go everywhere with him.
One day. I'll
milk?
Go out.
Huh? Don't know. Please don't get
milk.
The milk.
I'll be right back.
No, we don't need milk that bad. Milk just makes me shit.
Milk
anyway.
Just makes me disappear.
No, but listen, okay. So anyway, I don't have my driver's license. That's a different story. I feel so incompetent.
It's okay. I feel like it's more common than you think that like, I feel like in a lot of relationships, there's just one person who doesn't feel like driving.
It's not even that I don't feel like it.
I mean, let's be honest. If you didn't know me, you'd have to learn.
Well, yeah, I absolutely
exactly.
would have
so
to learn.
So you don't feel like learning, and that's fine. I don't mind. It doesn't. It never bothered me.
Oh, he says he likes it, and I'm sticking to that. Okay?
I don't mind. I don't mind driving. In fact, like, if we both could drive, I'd probably want to drive more often anyway.
And I would learn to drive because I would want to make sure if there was an emergency, I could still help. That is the main reason why I feel like I should learn how to drive.
It would be a good reason to. Like, at the bare minimum.
Anyway, I was going to get my ID renewed.
Oh my god.
Because
the episode where we just pick on Emmy. That's this episode.
I told Dalton it was okay that we could do this.
We could just pick on you the whole time.
It was consensual.
Consensual picking on.
Guys, listen, okay? You know I was the anxiety person, okay? I struggle with social anxiety really bad. But I've gotten a lot better with it, for sure. I'm 30 now. I definitely have to be better at it by now, right? I think I'm a little bit better at it. But when you don't leave the house, it makes it harder to have interactions with strangers, I guess. Especially if they're more blank and they're not really, like, emotional back at you whatsoever.
People at government jobs tend to be pretty straightforward. They're not very social.
So I had everything ready to get my ID renewed. It was like over 6 months late. It was like years late. Okay. But they've been taking my ID. So it's been fine.
Nobody's cared except like we've never had to scan it. So we don't know if it scans. It probably doesn't.
So the lady I talked to, I get called up. I go to the lady. She's like, write down your social security number. I get out my little thing because I don't remember it, so I can write it down. She asked me for my phone number, and I immediately just, like, boom, you know, like the sound effect, boom. That's what happened. And I felt myself starting to sweat because I don't know my phone number. But luckily, Dalton was also called up at the same time to do his, and he was right next to me. I'm like, Dalton, can I have my phone number? And I had to apologize to the lady. And I always lie. I'm like, oh, I just got this phone, so I haven't memorized my phone.
It's a new number from 2020. Yeah, it's brand new. Pretty new. Yeah, I just got it.
There's something wrong with this number, I swear to God. But, so I fumbled that. And as soon as I fumbled that, everything was gone. Everything that I felt like I was prepared for vanished.
Oh, no. You had to have that
right
side
out of my
cry.
Ears. No, I was coughing.
Side cry.
I was coughing.
Okay. Just, guys, it's always a side
and
cry.
She, like, you know, I'm apologizing. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm fumbling through all my papers like a million times. And I can't find anything that she's asking me for. I needed my proof of where I live. And I get out my papers that Dalton put together for me the night before because he was double checking what we were both going to need.
And then you didn't use your backup papers that I gave you.
He gave me backup papers. And I don't know if they would even take those either.
I don't know, but you didn't try.
Okay, I didn't try. He was like, I marked with dots the ones that you should give. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And she's like, you have to take those out of the envelope because legally I cannot. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. And
Okay, that's weird. I thought if they don't need the envelopes, next time we're just going to print documents that have the address
on
it.
So I'm like, I'm going through my little envelope full of multiple envelopes, endless envelopes. I'm opening things. And then I hand them to her. She walks away. And I'm like panicking. I start dropping things on the ground. I don't even pick up my ticket, you know, that I took to get in with my number that they called. I drop that. I don't pick it up. I drop my ID. I drop my credit card.
So that's why you walked out with your old ID and didn't get a new one.
Huh?
Yeah, you end up not getting it because
I really started panicking. And then she came back and she's like, I'm sorry, I can't use these. Do you have any W-2s? Do you have any this? And I'm like, no. And then she's like, I'm sorry, unless you bring this kind of mail, blah, 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 blah. I don't remember. I blacked out. Dalton's gone getting his picture taken, and I'm just like walking back and forth between the two little separate rooms until I realize he's taking the picture. And then I just kind of hover there, and I'm like, hi.
Oh, my God. It's like we were both doing the same quest at the same time. I'm in the final cutscene, and you're like, how do I start the quest? I can't get it.
Yeah, I can't even start my quest. Part. But I didn't cry. I wasn't panicking in the way that felt like, oh, God, everyone's looking at me. It was just more like, oh, God, this is embarrassing. Oh, God, I'm such an incapable adult. Oh, God.
It happens.
So it wasn't the, like, I need to be executed here and now anxiety, but the, damn, this sucks anxiety. It was more of a code four.
Name all the codes of anxiety. Let's go through them. So is a code four low, or is that relatively?
Yeah, it's not like there was a lot of people there. So it wasn't super busy.
You said a code four. You're very specific. Give us the chart so we can understand.
I don't know. It felt like it wasn't that bad. I didn't feel like I needed to cry on the spot. My eyes weren't welling up. I didn't.
What would that be? A code what?
I feel like once the eyes start getting red, we're in like an eight.
Eight? So it goes higher numbers, not lower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Code four is like, we're doing okay.
So a code one is like, you're sweating.
Code one is when I start to feel the sweat coming on. My hands are getting a little clammy.
So what's a code 50?
The fuck? No, it only goes up to 10.
Oh, so an eight is when you start crying.
An eight is when I start to tear up, but I'm able to hold it back.
So what's a 10?
A 10 is I am just crying in front of everybody and I'm embarrassed and I need to be taken out back.
So an 11 is when the ambulance rolls in.
11 is I get euthanized.
Yeah, that's exactly. The ambulance rolls in.
Yeah. So, you know, like the sandwich anxiety, the Subway struggles of anxiety video.
Yeah.
That was like.
It was a real like.
It was based on a real thing, but we made it out to be more of a
silly.
A four, maybe. Maybe. But it was actually more of a two. Huh? I didn't cry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember you crying.
Dalton, a code four is not. I just went over this. An eight is when the tears start to well up.
Oh, I know. Okay.
I said this was like a four. We made it out to be like a four.
Yeah, and I thought you were saying that as in like it was worse than four. Like, oh, we made it tame.
No, it was more like a two.
Okay.
In reality.
Woman. Jesus. This woman over here.
Listen, when I start like looking around for help, I think that's a four.
Lost, Mom.
Maybe it was a five.
Did you ever get lost in the store?
Because
I don't know if I ever got
like separated
truly
from
lost. Maybe like
parents
like a moment.
Or you or what? Just in general,
just from
lost
parents.
Away from people.
Yeah, like you were with your parents and you turn around and nobody was there anymore. Like your whole family's gone.
I don't know. I feel like I was pretty on top of not getting separated from people because I was scared of getting
dramatic.
Lost.
I feel like that's maybe happened before, but nothing where I was just like, and then the security got me and then I sat in an office and I was scared. I had never had anything like that.
I think the idea of being lost sounds pretty fun, honestly. Well, and that's probably goes to show that I haven't
lost
before.
I don't think lost people would say that.
Yeah,
this is fun. Nobody knows where I'm at. And I really want to know where everyone is. This is fun.
Yeah. No, I can't say that's happened to me then. Because my idea of like disassociating to a fun, not fun. My idea of
getting lost.
It just sounds neat. I willingly want to get lost.
Then that's going missing. That's not
Oh.
You're not lost.
Well, I don't want to go missing.
Yeah.
I just want to get lost. I want to get lost in a big abandoned building that's kind of like scary.
So like what you're describing really is you want other people to, you want to go missing.
No, I don't want to go missing.
Okay, but to other people, you're just missing. But if you are lost, you don't know where you are.
Whoa, I'm lost. Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm lost in this big liminal space.
So you don't
want to
know where you are.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. Gosh.
No, that's...
Like, that kind of panic sounds neat.
No, that's kind of terrifying.
No, like, I like that.
To me, the idea of, like, turning corners and it's just like, I've been here.
Oh, so cool.
Wait, hold on. Then you turn around, you go somewhere else. Wait.
But, now, lost in, like, the wilderness and nature, that's scary. That's genuinely scary.
Why do you want to be lost in, like, an abandoned building?
I like the back rooms. You I like the idea
trust
of the back
me, you
rooms.
Don't want to be lost in an abandoned building.
But like, then I, if okay, I have to know that I'm going to get back, I guess.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
I don't actually want to get lost. I don't actually like want to stay lost.
You're like, I want to be lost. And then you're describing like knowing where you are and being able to get out.
Wandering
that's
around.
That's not lost.
I think that's just wandering, huh?
Oh my God.
I don't know, but like it sounds cool. But I need to be able to, like, hit the escape key and, like, leave when I want.
Yeah, so you want to go missing.
No!
You just want to be, like, by yourself for a minute.
I guess maybe I do. But I like the idea of saying I want to get lost.
Oh, my God.
I want to
get lost describes not but like, getting lost at all.
There can be safety if like somebody can find me.
Guys, it's clear Emmy's never gone missing or been lost.
Guys, something's
anything.
Wrong with me.
I wanna
can
get
someone
lost.
Diagnose like everything wrong with me. Aside from the autism, we know about that. And the ADHD, yeah, we know about that. And the depression, yeah, we know about that. And the anxiety, yeah, we know about that.
I think, like, as adults, you're not as lost. You know, you could just go outside and figure out how to get home. You're not, like, lost in this story.
Okay,
anymore.
Yeah, I think the truth is I want to just wander around.
There we go. Urban exploring. That's
I want to wander. Yeah.
That was a long-winded way of saying I want to go urban exploring.
Thon, I went, will you go urban exploring with me?
It's very dangerous.
Yes.
Like, actually, there's more dangers than just, like, the hazards of walking around on glass and broken things.
Like, ghosts are going to get me?
I think I'd be more afraid of a homeless person or something.
Don't be afraid of homeless people. They're just homeless. They're not going to go ooga booga booga.
Oh, my gosh. The people who live in, like, these areas that they've broken into... And that they're not supposed to be living in, willing to defend it.
Oh.
Yeah, there are people like that.
That's true, because a lot of times we'll be watching those ghost videos of people exploring these abandoned places
and
hopes. And
then they hear someone,
ghosts.
Like, scream, and then, like, someone it's like, running. It's
oh,
like,
was that a ghost? No, bitch, somebody lives there. You are in their living room.
Yeah.
They don't have any other place. They're going to defend this
castle
home.
Doctrine.
What?
That's stand your ground laws.
Never heard that word before.
The right to, like, defend your property, like, with
force.
Wouldn't
it be considered your property, though?
No, but that's why it's a joke.
Oh.
Castle doctrine.
Oh, man. Anyway, Dalton's my left brain.
Oh, my God.
Or is it
God.
The right brain? I know that's not actually a thing, you know, the left and the right brain, but you do have different sides of the brain that handle different things. Like one side can be more of the emotional processing and the other side's more like logic and language. And
yeah. I definitely have the more logic side opened up. But
and I'm definitely more of an emotional disaster thing.
But at least we both have the creative side open up.
That's where we overlap. If we were in a Venn diagram. I learned the other day that it is never Zen diagram. It is Venn diagram.
What Thanks, is Garrett. That? For huh? the people at home, I don't know what that means.
A, a Venn diagram. I don't know what a Venn diagram is, but I know a Venn diagram is when the circles overlap and then you have the different terms and then the things that actually overlap in them. Yeah. So we got a lot of that. But then we're also like strikingly different.
Yeah.
Where we're different, we're very different. But where we're similar, we're very similar.
Yep. Like driving. I drive. Emmy's like, can you give me a ride?
No, listen, I don't even ask you to go anywhere. Like I'll run out of my medication and I'm like, well.
What? No, that's not true. You know I'd go get your medication.
No, I'm saying like I don't ask. Like I take the most. I don't like inconveniencing people. That's like my main thing. So I don't ask
tell
for
you
things
that the
even
most
though I actually really need
thing
them.
Is to panic. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
That is inconvenient. It's not inconvenient to just take care of it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, a week from now, I'm going to be out. Can you take me at some point?
God.
That's not inconvenient at all. That's just, hey, we'll find time.
I know. It actually would be more convenient. So that way I don't just drop something on you the last minute.
Right.
And then, there's, even when you're 30, you're still figuring a lot of stuff out. I can't be 30 already. I can't be.
We're not 30. We're in our 50s.
Yeah. Why did you say that? Somebody asked how old we were or whatever, and you said in our 50s.
I don't know. Because it's funny.
What's wrong? Because there will be people that come across that, and because you said it, they will believe it.
They're going to see us like 20 years from now going like, aren't they 70?
Oh, my God.
No, they're 50. No, they were 50 30 years ago. And they're, no.
You know,
that's so confusing.
People were saying we were in our 30s when we were in our early 20s.
Yeah.
I remember that.
People just have no perception of age, time, or anything.
I'm actually like 2 years old.
I'm five.
I'm only 4 years old.
I'm 5 years old.
I'm only 4 years old. 4 years old. Huh? Did you just devolve? You don't even know how to speak.
Yeah, you said, oh my God, shut up. We're role playing. You know, you say you're
we
baby.
Don't role play in front of them. Oh no, that's too far. I'm not into that kind
that's
of role
too
play.
Far.
Like, that's too far. You're a freak.
You're a freak.
Yeah, I'm one of it. That's why you like me. Guys, he likes me because I'm a freak.
Not. That is a fucking lie. I do not like her.
He definitely like guys, do you think he likes me?
Not at all.
Guys, do you think I should shoot my shot?
Never.
I think I am the one that shot the shot, by the way. I'm the one that did it. For all of you that don't know, I'm the one
what does that,
that
even
went
mean?
Forward. And I was like, so I like you.
Oh my gosh. Shut
I was up. The one that did it. I was the brave one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I don't know. You tell
Woman.
Me. Woman.
Yeah, I respect women.
Oh, yeah. Respect me. Respect me good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't deal with the fact that some family members watch this, actually. And then I remember and I zone back in and then I'm embarrassed of myself. And I'm like, do you think these family members hate me now? Do you think they hate me?
Absolutely.
No!
Absolutely. 100%.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Dalton, no.
It's okay. Everyone hates me, too. It's all right.
No, they don't.
No, I'm not talking about family. I'm just everybody.
No! Oh, no, they don't. Then nobody hates you.
Everyone hates me. Everyone in the comments section down below lets me know every time.
Nuh-uh, no, they don't.
Episode was great, but I mean, Dalton could shut up.
That red cat just won't stop fucking talking, and I can't stand it. Its arms are disgusting. Put those things away.
We've had people going back to our other episodes questioning, like, wait, what? What happened to your arms?
Yeah, there's going to be the section of you guys that started with us from the beginning of the podcast where he didn't have arms and that was normal. So like seeing him with arms is weird. But then there's the people that are used to him from this period of
with arms.
Podcast with arms. And they're like, where bro's arms go?
We're already 11 episodes in, I believe, of
season one, episode 11.
Yep. Never forget that we got this far, guys. We made
That's
it
crazy.
Really far in this series.
There was a point where Meredith didn't even exist. She hadn't infected me yet.
There was a point where we were in a 2D set with a PNG graphic for everything.
We were sitting on the floor.
Were we sitting on the floor?
We were just straight up sitting on the floor.
Oh my gosh. But everything was the same. We still had Lily. We still
had a table
in the middle.
And then you threw up and spilled boogers all over the wall. You remember that?
Oh yeah. Did that episode, did that set? See, some of the set progression I made didn't make it in because we switched over to 3D.
That's right. I remember you like... You refurbished the wall to have fish in the back.
There was an actual fish tank in the wall.
I think it'd be nice if we had fish in here. I've been saying that. I really would like some fish in here.
Yeah, that would certainly circumflex my vertical bar. You know, we have the camera set up for that, too.
For what?
For fish. We could have all the fish we want.
Could we really?
Yeah.
But I want fish in here. I want fish that just swim. We could do that. I know we could do that. I just want some fish.
Oh, like PNG fish. We got to get
want them swimming.
We have to get the actual like screensaver from Windows 98. Mm-hmm. Put it into a fish bowl.
Yes.
Like that.
That's
that,
what
like,
I was saying. That's what I've been saying.
And make it just a GIF and it sits in the corner.
But like you can't cut and then the fish aren't like you have to make it so that the fish are actually like always swimming like fluently
without be in sync.
Any cuts.
It'll be fine. I mean, it. Given Windows 98 has like a loop feature for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the little graphic they had, these aquarium screensavers, but
I really liked.
Is
those.
That even a thing anymore? I don't think they do screensavers anymore.
I wish they did neat screensavers. Like you guys remember the pipes?
I don't think there's any practical reason for them anymore.
Why not?
Before it was to avoid image burn on the CRTs.
Was it for real?
Yeah.
That does happen, like image burning.
Yeah, it doesn't happen with newer monitors.
That's happened with people's TVs.
Yeah. I've gone to like theme parks where the TVs will display information for most of their lifetime and they have them on all day long. So you'll just see the blue bars of the like graph always on the screen, like just subtly on the glass, it burned into it. And what you would do in the past to avoid that on computers is you would just have a screensaver. Quite literally, like what we have with the logo bouncing around.
Yeah.
That would be an example of an old screensaver. Something like as simple as that.
Wow.
Because I remember we used to have like you could write in 3D text and it would just warp the text around.
I remember schools had that a lot.
Yeah.
All of the teachers would have that stupid 3D word.
Library.
Oh my God.
Mrs. Smith's class.
You know how I talk about Germa, Dalton? You know how I like Germa. You know I like Germa.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was somebody who was watching Germa. And I guess they paused it, and I don't know for how long, of like a close-up, like a really fucked up version of his face. And then that face ended up burned into their family TV.
How old is their TV?
I don't know.
Because like
I don't remember if this was real. I'm pretty sure this was real because I saw the image of it, but that doesn't mean it was real. But yeah. Oh. And then they didn't know what to do because that's literally their house's TV.
Even with CRTs, it took an absurd amount of time. Like, it was your desktop icons that would burn into your CRT.
That happened to phones?
I don't think so, because the screen is behind a pixel, which is just a light. Before, it was like plasma or some shit.
Y'all have anything burn into your phones before?
I don't know. Let us know. I don't know if that's a thing, though.
Speaking of phones and burning, sometimes I get scared that my phone's going to explode underneath my pillow in the middle of the night.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know. People's phones explode sometimes.
It's if the lithium-ion battery gets exposed to oxygen. And it causes a chemical reaction, which can result in an explosion, but often results in just like a spray of like fireworks, basically, which is equally dangerous, honestly.
What if I'm holding it to my chest too often and there's like radioactive waves?
It doesn't really work like that.
Well, okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Probably the phone exploding is a more legitimate concern, to be honest.
I always think about these what ifs.
You're only relying on the manufacturer getting it right, because there's nothing that you can really do unless you pierce the battery with something that you could cause it to explode. It's almost always
if it's just one of those freak accidents? It's never 0%, you know?
Right, but it's always a freak accident.
Exactly. And I'm a freak, so it can happen to me.
My guess would be if you had a phone for years,
yeah,
the likelihood that it would happen would only be if it started to degrade.
I don't know. There's sometimes I wake up and my phone is super hot for no reason.
Yeah, I just wouldn't put it under the pillow because I think it's just not circulating the heat.
I just put it there for safety, you know?
Safety?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
No.
What?
No, like.
What safety are you talking
safety
about?
Safety is in like, if I, listen, sometimes if I wake up with bad anxiety, I just need to have my phone there. So like.
Under your pillow. I'm afraid it's going to blow up next to my head.
No!
But I need to put it there for safety. Logic. That logic.
Okay, so it's not like it's directly underneath my head. I just kind of like stick it by the corner.
That's underneath your head.
That's not underneath my head, though. Oh, I make sure it's not. I wouldn't be able to sleep if it was directly underneath my head.
Why don't you just put it on the floor next to the
Sometimes
bed?
I just put it on the side of the bed.
Oh, my God.
But I always need to have my phone near me just in case I wake up and I'm scared and I need to look at something.
Oh, my God.
You know?
What if you open your phone and, like, I took a picture before we went to bed.
You do that often. Very often.
He
just
takes
a picture and then I open my phone and then it's just,
and
it could be many things.
Like, making like a scary face. And you're like,
or it's not your face at all.
I need to see something else.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Then you like wake me up. Hey!
Dalton, I'm scared.
Why'd you do that? Are you real?
On very, very rare occasion now, I wake up with that kind of anxiety where I need to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so rare, but it did happen somewhat recently. I think because I didn't have my medicine for a few days. Don't stop that stuff. Cold turkey.
Gotta take
not
your crazy
good for
pills.
You. Gotta take your crazy pills. And I say that because I am.
I do too.
We have fun here.
Yeah, we take our own. We take them together.
Such is life. Such is being a human. You have to take medicine sometimes.
Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in to this
really
Friday episode. We really rambled a lot.
I hope it was cozy and comfy for a nice Friday. Friday, yeah. Friday nights at Freddy's
Friday
Funkin'.
Fireplace
five night
chat.
Freddy Friday.
Engage with the podcast on whatever platform you're on. Subscribe, follow, whatever it is.
You know, it's...
We'll see you next time.
I'll see you eventually.